But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Psalms 37:33.
Almighty Father, thank you for your power, the covering blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you go before me and you make the way. You renew me through your power and your strength. Father, I know that I cannot stand before you on my own, for my sin condemns me. I thank you for the covering blood of your beloved Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Think about this today. Your own power can never be strong enough to allow you to stand in the presence of God without the blood of Christ covering you.
Today's action. Look up the word condemned in the dictionary. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Think about it, my friends. There's power in the name of Jesus. One time, Mary and I had been studying the Word of God, and we had just finished singing the song, Jesus, Jesus, there's something about that name. And Mary had an asthma attack, and we prayed in Jesus' name, and nothing happened. And then the Lord quietly spoke to us, and we just started whispering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we took our eyes off of the problem, the asthma attack, the world around us, and we focused on Jesus. And before we knew it, Mary was saying, instead of a bare whisper, she was saying with a loud, bold voice, Jesus, Jesus. But the Lord will not leave them in their power or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Jesus said it. Worry not what you say when you're brought before man. Let the Holy Spirit give you those words.